psalmist said, "The Lord is good, and his love endures forever. So let us give him thanks." May we worship in a spirit of thanksgiving this day.
Good morning. I'm so glad you chose to be here this morning on a brisk, cold morning. And remind me never to wear a sweater to church, because I am about to burn up. And I should know this by now, but I don't know why I do these things. But I'm so glad if you chose. We have some visitors this morning. I'm so glad that you came and chose to be here this morning. And there's a visitor card somewhere on the pew, somewhere in there. Fill it out and put it in the offering plate when it comes by. And we'd love to have a record of who you are, and so we can check up on you later this week. But I'm so glad you're here. We have a couple announcements this morning. As you can tell, I'm not David, and y'all pray for David. He is homesick with another migraine this morning, and we just ask prayers for him as he continues this journey with these migraines that he's having in vertigo. Be in prayer for him. He's one sick fellow right now, and he needs our prayers as a church. And so please be in prayer for him. Several announcements this morning. We will have our Bible study at 4 o'clock today, and handbells will practice at 4 o'clock today. There will be no children or youth activities this afternoon at 5:30, we will have a meal at 5 o'clock, and I'm not sure what's being served, but soup and sandwiches. What a wonderful meal on a cold day, soup and sandwiches. So please come. You don't have to cook. You give what you want to give for it. The money that's collected tonight is going towards the building fund to help cover some of the costs that we're enduring right now with heat and air and those problems. So please come and support that. Yeah, there's no problem with the heat.
Not in here.
Not in here anyway. Other places, yes. But so please come. And also at 5:30, the church council will meet at 5:30. And those who are involved in that, please meet at 5:30. And if you're head of a committee, please turn in your newsletters today or no later tomorrow to Janice. She will appreciate that. Next Sunday will be our toy in gathering. For the prison ministry, they are due next Sunday, and there will be a time during the service where we'll ask you to bring those down to the altar next Sunday, so, and make sure they're not wrapped, unwrapped toys. Bring those next Sunday. And then on next Tuesday, the 26th, we'll have our community Thanksgiving service here in this sanctuary at 7 o'clock, and we will have a combined choir, which will be an awesome thing. I think we're looking at anywhere from 40 to 50 that'll be up here singing, and I get to lead it. What's more awesome than that? I get to lead the combined choir, and I'm looking so forward to that. And we'd like to see your faces here to support the Thanksgiving service on Tuesday, the 26th at 7 o'clock. Please come. And the preacher will be Reverend Adams. Adam, I don't know his last name, but he's from the United Methodist Church here in Elon. I'm sorry, but I don't know his last name. I know his first name's Adam. So, Benson, Adam Benson. And now I think we have two more announcements coming up. Rob is first on our list, I think, to come up and make an announcement.
Thank you, Gay. Good morning. John, would you put the picture up on the screen, please? We have one, okay. It's hard to see on that one. It's easier to see on that one. Many of you folks have already signed up to purchase an engraved paving stone to be added to the garden, the First Baptist Church Memorial Garden that sits right outside the sanctuary. Now, in the foyer are four engraved pavers that probably most of you have had an opportunity to view. Before we begin putting the paving stones in place, which would be along the left-hand side, and that's just an artist rendition there, it would be helpful for us to know how many people desire to have one engraved. Let me emphasize this. We want everyone who would like to have a stone placed in the garden to be able to participate. These paving stones may be engraved either in memory of someone or in honor of someone. Just to give you an example, it could be former members of the church who have now passed on, or it could be a deceased parent, child, spouse, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, niece, nephew, or grandparent of a current member, or a former member of First Baptist Church of Elon. It could be in honor of a Sunday school class or a church organization. It could be in honor of a current or former member of the clergy, a music minister, or a staff person. It can be in honor of a veteran who is affiliated with our church through a church member. Or it can be some other person or ministry or organization that you would ask to have honored, and that would be upon approval by the trustees. Now, who can purchase a paving stone? Well, the answer to that's simple. Any person or persons or any organization may request to purchase and have engraved a paver to be added to this garden, so long as there are remaining available stones and spaces left for placement. Furthermore, if any non-member of the church or former member of the church or relative of some member of the church or any other entity or organization that's not part of our church desires to memorialize or honor any of the persons or organizations I described, they shall be allowed to do that as long as it conforms with the guidelines that have been established. What's the price? And a number of you have asked that, and some have said, I'm not sure I can afford that. Well, upon a pledge of a minimum $150, an order may be placed for an engraved paver to be placed in the garden. Again, we want everyone to be able to participate and no one to feel that they are left out. In order to do that, we will order an engraved stone upon an initial payment of $30 along with your pledge for the balance of $120, and we will arrange with you reasonable terms that any one of you can easily afford. We will make it happen. More than one paver may be purchased by any party, provided that the minimum pledge amount is made for each stone. At this time, I'm going to ask James Allison. Is Jane Crabb here today? James, would you stand? Bill, would you stand? Bill Mann. Bill and James, Jane Crabb and I are the contact points for you. So if you believe that you are interested in honoring or memorializing a person or an organization, please put your contact information on one of the sign-up lists out there in the foyer, and either James or Bill, Jane, or I will contact you and help you to place your order and fill out how the stone will be engraved. Alternatively, you may contact any of us directly. Again, we want everyone to be able to participate. We hope to be able to have enough stones engraved so that we can begin placing the stones in the garden by springtime at the outside. But it takes a while to get the orders put in place, to get the stones engraved, and then have the mason to lay them in. So please sign up out there at the foyer or see James, Jane, Bill, or me, and we will help you. And thank you very much, folks.
Good morning. I am here representing your deacons this morning, and we have an announcement that we need to make to the church. The chairman of our pastor search committee, Reggie Vick, has decided that he has been led to resign from this committee. So we thank him for his service. We love you. We love you. We thank you for your service, and thank you for what you've done for us already. Okay. The pastor search committee met last week, and they made two decisions. As they are charged to do, they chose a new chairman. Sally Farnham has volunteered to be the new chairman of our pastor search committee. And Sally, can you wave to everybody so they'll know who you are? And one of our alternates we chose when the pastor search committee was established, there were two alternates for looking ahead to this activity, that something may happen to one of the people on the committee. And so they, Pat Allison is the volunteer alternate who stepped up. And so she is now serving on the committee. We have one other alternate still to go. If in the event that that alternate is moved up to the pastor search committee later, then the deacons will meet and make a recommendation to two more alternates. But as long as we have an alternate, we don't have to start doing that. It's when the second alternate moves up. So we wanted you to know about that. We wanted you to know that our pastor search committee is working diligently. Please keep them in your prayers. Keep this whole church in your prayers, as this pastor search committee does its job that you as a church have commissioned them to do. So thank you. I'm up here for a while, so just get ready. Norman has asked to save his voice and to rest his eyes. He had some surgery earlier in the week, and I had told him that I would step in anytime he needed some help during the service, and so he called on me today to help with reading of the scriptures. So I'm going to read the scriptures that are listed in your program, and lead in the invocation prayer. And it just so happens that I'm the deacon of the week too, so I'm going to be back up here for the offertory prayer too, and then I'm gone for a while. No. Yeah. Okay, so our scripture today is Psalms 116, 5 through 14, and then verse 17. And I'm reading today from David's Bible, so please remember to keep him in your prayers today also. Verse 5 begins, "Gracious is the Lord, and righteous our God is merciful. The Lord protects the simple." Thank you. "When I was brought low, he saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I walked before the Lord in the land of the living. I kept my faith even when I said, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my consultation, everyone is a liar. For I shall return to the Lord. What shall return? I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me. I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of his people. And then verse 17, I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. Okay. Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you've heard our wants and our needs today. You knew them before we even spoke them. Please be with this church. Be with the people who are here and the people who couldn't be here with us today. Let us minister to our community, to our state, to our nation, to the world. And we know you have plans for us, and we're ready when you want us to fulfill them. Please be with the people who were mentioned on our prayer list today. Hold them in your heart, as you always do, and help us to minister to these people. Please be with the activities of the church this week, and help us to be the people that you want us to be. And in, as Jesus taught us to pray, please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The prayer that I have said since I was a tiny, tiny little girl, almost every Sunday of my life, I still read it today because I didn't want to mess y'all up. Thank you.
One thing I forgot. After the service, I need some help removing some of the chairs because the handbells are going to play next Sunday. So guys, if y'all could help me just for a few minutes, that would be muchly appreciated. Let's stand and let's worship together. may be seated.
One more announcement. So sorry. The angel tree is up. If you didn't notice when you walked past it, it's there. What we need you to do now is choose an angel. There are 25 to be given out. I don't know how many have already disappeared. What you will see on it is the case number is in the upper left. The child's name is over on the right. Underneath it says needs, which is usually kind of put together by the parents or the custodian of that child, their wish list. And then it breaks on down into sizes, if you can think about clothes for a lot of these kids. Please remember, as the lady at the Salvation Army told me, we are not this child's Christmas. We're just adding to it. So don't feel like you have to run out and buy everything that's on this list. They're all just suggestions. Don't wrap anything, because they will have to be unwrapped if you do. But what you can do is, if you buy more than one thing, put it in one of those clear plastic trash bags, like lawn and garden bags. You can tie it up. Then you will take this part of the tag and tape it securely on there, or take a Sharpie and write that case number and that child's name on the bag somewhere so that it doesn't get lost in the traveling from here to there. The bottom section, you can put your receipts on it for whatever you buy and use it for your taxes if you want to take donations off on your taxes. So that's what that's for. Everything has to be back here by Sunday, December the 8th. We know it's early. You're going to have to run out and do it and get it back. But they have to have that in time to put them all together to get them to the appropriate children. So you would consider that. It's a very good cause. These kids really appreciate it. And let me know if you have any questions about it. Thank you.
Our offertory hymn this morning is We Gather Together, and we're going to sing the first and last stanza. Let's stand.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The weak and oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name. He forgets not his own. Third verse. We all to extol thee, the leader in battle, and pray that the still our defender will be. Let our congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, may.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for the offerings that are being given today. Help us to use those to extend your influence throughout the world. Be with us as we go about our activities this week, and let us always be a witness for you in all that we say and do. Amen. Thank you.
be seated.
My original plan this morning was to ask anybody who had something they're thankful for to stand up and say it. However, so I get to do it. I'm grateful to be back and thankful to God to give me a little health, to give me about 35, 40 minutes every Sunday morning to be able to share with you. And I'm grateful for the others who are part of this staff. Especially, I'm going to embarrass Gay right now. We're blessed to have her here. She has to deal with me, and I'm not around very much anyway. And David's having a lot of trouble these days, and Gay's the one that makes sure everything gets done. So, say a word of thanks to her. and I do appreciate it. I told you I was going to embarrass you. Okay. Let's pray for a second. Father, we thank you for the privilege of gathering to worship in spirit and in truth, and to offer our praise and thanksgiving for who you are and what you have done for each of us in our lives. May our offering of worship be acceptable to you, O God, this day. For we pray in the name of Christ. Amen. You're probably wondering why I'm doing a Thanksgiving service a week before Thanksgiving, but it's the only chance I get. Because with two events during December, we're doing a Hanging of the Greens the first Sunday of December, and of course the Christmas Cantata is the third Sunday of December, and I'm doing a series on the three gifts of the wise men, so I need three Sundays. So it'll start next Sunday, and then we'll finish up right there. So it all works out. And I tell you one thing, I'm having trouble. Some of you know I had cataract removed, which most of you in here had it done. I can see your faces without my glasses, but I can't read. So if I put them on, I can read, but I can't see you. But I'm getting the second one done in a couple weeks, so we'll be okay. So if I take them on and off, you'll know what's going on. Let me read while I got my glasses on from Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 19. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, the word of God for the people of God. When the pilgrims finally reached Plymouth, in the cold month of December 1620, they felt delivered by God from the rough seas of the North Atlantic. God had seen them through that long and treacherous journey. When they landed and constructed a little village, they were sure that God had been with them. And when the first springtime arrived and people stopped dying, they knew that they had been delivered by God. And so it was no wonder that those people naturally did what any spared, delivered, forgiven person would do. They gave thanks to God. And that was the first American Thanksgiving. And I pray it's not the last. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like we jump straight from Halloween right into Christmas. Actually, I think it's Labor Day right into Christmas. People have already started decorating their houses. Stores have been decorated for weeks. All the Christmas paraphernalia is out there waiting for you to purchase it. Advertisers blab on and on and on about all the great after Thanksgiving Day sales. Black Friday used to be one day, and now Black Friday is 1 month. And I don't know where the name Black Friday came from anyway. That's a stupid name, but that's my opinion. I ain't got nothing to do with this sermon. Okay, when we get caught up in all of this cultural Christmas rush, which has nothing to do with the meaning of Christmas, sometimes we forget to stop and consider the blessings and mercies that have touched our lives as gifts from God's own hand. Thanksgiving Day is not specifically a Christian holiday, but it is a time when all people are encouraged to give special attention to the act of being thankful. In the opening verses of Psalm 116, which was read earlier, thank you, Paula, we find good reasons to give thanksgiving to God. God is gracious, God is righteous, and God is merciful. And we have all experienced those qualities of God in our lives and in the life of our church. The psalmist said, "What shall I return to the Lord for all his bounty to me? Well, I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all of his people. I will offer to you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord." The psalmist asked himself a question. He wanted to know what he could give to God for all that God had given to him. The word bounty in this scripture implies that he had received great, great blessings from the hand of God. He may have been thanking the Lord for his family and his friends. It may be for financial security or the overcoming of an illness. We just don't know. But whatever it is, he believed himself to be blessed by God. And so he answered his own question by suggesting that he would praise God for his salvation and he would pay his vows to God. He had received from God and he would give back to God. He would give a thanksgiving sacrifice. That word implies that he was in a community that was at worship. Whatever had happened, it was something for which they were exceedingly glad. They knew that God deserved their praise and thanksgiving for all the blessings they had received. You and I are also called to look back on our own experiences, to identify times and places in which God has acted on our behalf. We should remember those people who have touched our lives in such a way that the love of God has flowed through them to us. I think back a lot of times about my grandparents and my parents and the Sunday school teachers I had when I was a child, the people that I have met along the way in my churches, because you have blessed me and have shared the love of God with me throughout all of my days, and I am grateful to God for that and for you. You know, doctors tell us that our attitudes can either hurt us or help us, depending on what they are. Anger and resentment and bitterness actually cause us physical harm. But feelings of love, feelings of forgiveness and concern help heal us. The attitude of revenge hurts a person the most. But the attitude of gratitude helps the most. God, you see, gives us a fundamental principle for living. He asks that we remain thankful all the time. God understands that gratitude and continued thanksgiving produce spiritual health and mental strength. And so we ask a question ourselves today. How do we keep thanksgiving after the turkey is gone? Like the psalmist, the Apostle Paul offers us some practical suggestions in his letter to the Ephesians in chapter 5 that we read a moment ago. Paul says the first thing we can do is express our thanks by singing. Singing is great. Paul knew that music influences our mood, and we always want to have a positive mood. Positive singing helps you give thanks. And Paul gives us three different types of songs to sing. First of all, we sing psalms, and the psalms represent tradition. You know that the earliest hymns sung by the early Christians took scripture and put the scripture to music. Perhaps you can sit down one day and sing a favorite passage of scripture. It will help your mood. Then he says you can sing hymns, and these are songs of praise with festive lyrics. We have many familiar hymns in our church. So why not sing one of your favorite hymns? And you don't have to do it in public where anybody can hear you. You can sing in the shower. You can sing while you're driving around in your car. Or you can sing in public. One of the things I miss in churches these days are the old hymn sings we used to have. When people would gather together, and a poor pianist had a hard time because people just said, let's sing this hymn or let's sing that hymn. And we sang and we sang, and I've never seen anybody come out of a hymn sing with a sour mood. It's always positive and uplifting. And Paul says, sing the hymns. And he also says, sing spiritual songs. These might be classified as the new and spontaneous songs, or we might call it contemporary Christian music. Whatever you call it, new songs help us express our emotions during changing times. We can't stay stuck with the old hymns. You always have to learn something new. Even as much as I love the old hymns, you still have to learn something new, and I'm glad we do it that way here. So, sing the psalms, sing the hymns, sing the spiritual songs, and you'll be able to give thanks to God continuously. But these are external expressions of thanksgiving. Paul says we should also have internalized thinking of thanksgiving. So he continues in verse 19. He says, a way to do that is to make melody with the music of your heart. You ever run into somebody walking down the street or in the mall and they're humming or whistling a song of joy? Sure you have. If you haven't, you're not paying attention. Maybe you're the one that does it. And if you're not, maybe you should. I drive my wife crazy whistling all the time, and lo and behold, I've got a son who does the same thing. And he's worse than I am. Anyway, when you hear that, how do you respond to somebody who's humming a joyous tune? When you sing in your heart, God's Spirit lifts you up. It's true. So why don't you try praying with a hymn book close at hand, thinking about some of the great melodies of your heart as you praise God in your prayers. Internalize thanksgiving, and it will remain after the turkey is all gone. Paul says there's another thing you can do too, and that is continue giving thanks to God for everything. If you look at verse 20 again, there are four phrases there. Always, to God, for everything, in the name of Jesus. The Bible does not suggest that everything is good, but it does suggest that we should always give thanks for something good in our life. Jesus never suggested that we should rejoice in evil. Rather, he implied that in the face of hardships, of insults, or persecution, we rely on God's power and find something positive to think about. If you're upset about how much your heating bill is going to be during this winter, thank God that you have some heat to keep you warm during the winter. Of course, right now I could use a little air conditioning, but if you get cold during the service, come sing in the choir. Has somebody been mad at you recently? Then thank God for someone who loves you. It'll help you. It'll help you stay thankful. Thank God for someone who loves you. You can always find something to be thankful for if you look hard enough. Or as the old joke goes, you could be like the man who gets up every morning and looks in the obituaries, and if his name's not in there, he gives thanks to God for the day. I've even started doing that myself. Paul suggested one other way that we can be thankful all the time, that we can remain thankful to God, and that's in verse 21. Submit to each other in honor of Christ. What this means is that we must voluntarily surrender ourselves for the sake of others and the good of the Christian community and the glory of God, so that in the final analysis, Christian freedom will increase instead of decrease. Being subject to means deference, and the secret of submission comes from an attitude and not a role. The joy of thanksgiving increases as we learn to serve others in the name and love of Christ Jesus. Let me finish this morning. You might even get out early. Let me finish with a parable told from a dream. Some of you have probably heard it before. I may have told it in here 20 years ago. I don't remember. Anyway, a man saw a room where people were sitting around a table covered with delicious food. They had spoons strapped to their hands, but their arms were tied up so they could not bend their elbow, and they were starving to death. And then he saw another room. The same food was on the table. And this room, too, was filled with people who had spoons strapped to their hands, but who could not bend their elbows. And yet they were feasting and not starving. And you know why, of course. Because they were feeding each other. They couldn't bend their elbow to feed themselves, but they could all feed each other. Learning to stay thankful means learning to give ourselves to other people. That's what God did when he gave us his son. So as Christians, our deepest thanksgiving is reserved for God's greatest gift to all of humanity, and that is the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as the Apostle Paul told the believers at Corinth, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. So let's keep Thanksgiving alive this year, even after all the turkey and the fixings are gone. Let's sing hymns, psalms, and spiritual songs to express our thanks to God. Make melody in your heart with the music in your heart. Continue giving thanks to God for everything in your life, and submit to each other in honor of Christ. You see, that joy of thanksgiving increases and remains as we learn to serve each other in the name of our Lord, who gave his life for each one of us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity today to gather in your name to give our thanks to you for the blessings that you have shared with us. We have the blessings of life itself on this earth and the hope of life eternal through your Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ. We give thanks for his life and teaching us how to live in relationship with each other. And so help us, Lord, from this day forward to remain thankful each day. And Father, if there's one in our midst this day who desires to accept Christ as Savior and Lord, may today be the day of salvation. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. If you desire to come this morning and share a commitment to Christ as Savior and Lord of your life, I invite you to come. Come and recommit yourself to living a life pleasing to our Father. Or if you desire to come and join the life of this church, we welcome you to come as we stand and sing together.
Our closing hymn is Count Your Many Blessings.
Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Father, we thank you for the gift of life and the gift of eternal life through your Son. May we be grateful as we leave this place for all you've done for us, and may we do for others in your holy name. Amen.